91st Psalm. Book of Psalms, the 91st Psalm. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to just continue this atmosphere of praise and worship right into the preaching of the Word of God. From Psalm 91 in verse 1. This is what the Lord laid on my heart on Thursday morning when I knelt down to pray. I wasn't praying about this service, but I had it on my mind, in the back of my mind, what to say tonight, how to feed the sheep of God tonight. And this is what the Lord put in my heart. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say that with me, would you? This is a wonderful promise. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I thank you tonight, Lord. What a privilege to be in your house, to be able to tuck ourselves away for a moment on a Sunday night, just to be in the secret place of the Most High, just to spend time with you, Lord. Help our minds, help our hearts to be focused on you. May our minds be fixed on you, Lord. I want my mind stayed on you tonight. And help us, Lord, to fall in love with that secret place of the Most High. Find ourselves alone with you, Jesus, I pray. Give us a love for prayer, a love for our relationship, and walk with you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. At college, a group of us guys would travel to preach every once in a while, area churches on the weekends. And rather than staying in hotels, host families would host us, aspiring itinerant evangelists in their home. So after school on Friday afternoon, we'd venture off and we'd drive up to their house late Friday night. And each time the scene was the same. It was a different house, a different family, a different driveway. But the scene unfolded exactly the same. We pulled into the driveway, got out of the car, and the family came outside to greet us. Big smiles, warm handshakes, sometimes even an occasional hug. They helped us with our bags, and then they walked us into the house and showed us around. Here's the kitchen. You can get anything out of the fridge at any time. Here's the living room if you just want to come in and sit down and just relax for a little while. Here's the bedroom. This is where you guys are going to be sleeping. Here's the bathroom. Here's the bowling alley. And after they finished their whole tour of the house, they all said the same thing without exception. Now you boys, make yourselves at home. That's generous of them, but impossible for us. We couldn't make ourselves at home because we weren't home. We're just there for one weekend. When I'm home, I know where everything is. I know where the dining room table is. I know if I wake up early, and I often do, I can walk from our room to the family room through the dining room without stubbing my toe or hitting my shin on the dining room table because I know where it is. At home, I know which doors open out and I know which doors open in. I even know which doors creak and squeak so I can try not to wake anybody up when I get up early. Sorry, ladies. At home, I'm comfortable. At home, I'm familiar. At home, I'm home. I want to preach to us tonight to make yourself at home. Dorothy had it right. There's no place like home. You can go up to the hospital tonight and you can ask almost anybody there in the hospital. At one point, while they've been there for their stay, they've asked the doctors and nurses, when can I go home? You can walk any nursing home in our city, you can ask, and the nurses will tell you that people there, the residents, are asking them, when can I finally go home? People who turn in 10 hours on the factory floor, they count down the hours until they can clock out and they can head home. There's no place like home. And so as I was reading through the book of Psalms, I found a place where God offers us the same warm invitation these host families offered us college kids. But he's not just asking us to stay for a weekend. He's asking us to stay for a lifetime. And he invites us to make ourselves at home. But he's not referring to dining room tables and creaky, squeaky doors. He's referring to his presence. The psalmist whispers a secret in the 91st Psalm. He says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God has thrown open the front door, met us in the driveway, and with nail-scarred hands, he beckons us to leave behind the worries of tomorrow and the regrets of yesterday and come and just make ourselves at home in his presence. Come on in. take a look around. He shows us around and he shows us, here's the kitchen where you can find nourishment for your soul. Here's the bedroom where you can find rest for your soul. Here's the living room where you and I can sit and talk with one another. So go ahead and make yourself at home. I want you to be as familiar as you are in your living room as you are in the prayer room. I want you to be just as glad to be on your knees as you are to have your feet propped up on the recliner. Now, this is not an irreverent, cavalier, contemptuous familiar with God, but it is, and I've been here before, and I know what it's like to be here, and I can't wait to be here again because I've made myself at home. There's no place like home. There's no place like the presence of God. The secret place of the Most High should become our soul's home. And it sounds too good to be true that we can make ourselves at home in the presence of the Lord, but the psalmist promised we can dwell there. We can make ourselves at home. The secret place of the Most High is that place that is hidden away from clocks and calendars and texts and tweets. It's that place where just you and God spend time together. It's that place where you resort to find rest for your weary soul and refreshing for your thirsty soul and nourishment from the Word of God for your hungry soul. It's that place where God can talk to you and you can talk with God. It is known as the secret place of the Most High. What a privilege to get to find ourselves at home in the presence of the Lord. It's our prayer time. It's the secret place of the Most High. At home, there is no pressure. When I go home every night, I don't feel any pressure. One of my greatest fears, I've told you this before, one of my greatest fears, except for water, of course, that is one of my all-time greatest fears, but one of my greatest fears is not being prepared to preach. I have recurring nightmares that I go somewhere or I'm here and I am scheduled to preach and it's my turn and they're introducing me and I walk to the pulpit with no notes and no idea what I'm going to say and I'm scared half to death. One dream, nightmare. I had no notes, no content, so I just screamed the whole message in hopes to cover up no content for lots of volume. And a guy met me at the door as I was heading out of the sanctuary and looked at me and shook my hand and said, "You think you can tone it down just a little bit next time?" I've had dreams where dozens of people get up and walk out in the middle of my message. Those are dreams. They're harrowing dreams, and I wake up expecting to be unemployed. But thankfully, it was just a dream. When I come to church, in fact, I have my notes typed out. Every word I'm going to say, I try to have it typed out and memorize it as much as I can to make sure I say exactly what God wants me to say and make sure I say it right and respect your time. But when I'm home, I don't have to have notes to talk to Andrea. I don't have to have notes so I can talk to Rayleigh. There's no pressure when I'm home. I don't have to always get it just right. I don't have to always say it just right. When I'm home, there's no pressure because there's no hurry. When I'm home in a place that's familiar, in a place where I know my ladies love me and I love my ladies, and there's no pressure to say it all right all the time. When you get to your secret place, there's no pressure from God to have to say it right. Your prayer does not have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be polished. It doesn't have to make a pastor proud. It doesn't have to have King James English all throughout it. It can just be from your heart. It needs to be from your heart and be sincere. But you can make yourselves at home in the presence of the Lord. And the Lord would tell you there's no pressure. There's no hurry here. You can make yourself at home in the presence of the Lord. You don't have to look at your watch. God's not tapping his watch to see when you're going to finish up so he can run off and do something else more important. When you're at home in the presence of the Lord, that's where God wants to be. And that's where our souls want to be. You don't have to rehearse everything you're going to say to God because there is no hurry, there is no pressure. You're home. Every one of us needs to have that secret place with God. Maybe it's a living room chair or a wood-paneled den or a bedside or a sofa in the sunroom. Or maybe you're a jet setter and you're in a different city every week on business. The secret place is more about consistency than it is geography. But I would suggest at some place you would find a place that becomes your secret place. I've been in hotels before hundreds of miles away from my leather living room chair. That's my secret place. Shaggy destroyed much of that chair, which is why Shaggy's in some other secret place. We don't know where he is. But my leather living room chair, that's my secret place. That's where I spend time with God each morning. But there have been times when I've been hundreds of miles away from that leather living room chair, and I found myself in a hotel room in an unfamiliar place in an unfamiliar city. But I kneel down at the same time, and I can touch the same God and feel the same power and same presence of the Lord in that secret place as I can in my home. It's not about geography necessarily. It's about consistency. It's about making yourselves at home in the presence of the Lord. Be able to spend a few minutes of the day. And they ought to be the best few minutes of the day when we walk away from life's pressures and we walk in to God's presence. Maybe it's every morning, maybe it's every night, but all of us need a time and a place where we resort every day to make sure our soul finds itself at home in the presence of the Lord. Thanks to my English teachers, I realize when I read the word dwelleth, it's in the present tense, which means it's an ongoing dwelling. It's a day-to-day dwelling. The secret place of the Most High is more than just a one-time touch at camp meeting or youth congress. It's more than just one prayer we pray on Sunday and can't wait to get back to the altar so we can pray again the next Sunday. But dwelling in the secret place of the Most High is a day-to-day dwelling where the presence of God becomes our heart's home. Last night, the guys gathered together for Using Your Tools men's devotion, and they discovered while we were discovering, in fact, much of this message comes from their study, discovered that the word dwelleth even means to sit down. I want you to picture this. It's as if the Almighty God of glory, who flung the stars into space, invites us to pull up a chair and just sit and talk. I believe if we could hear the Lord say something, I believe He'd say something like, "Tell me about your day. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your job. Tell me about your problems. Tell me about your stresses. Tell me about your pressures. In fact, why don't you let me bear some of those burdens you've been bearing since you can't bear them on your own? Why don't you give some of those to me and let me bear those for you? Why don't you tell me how much you love me, because I can't wait to tell you how much I love you." It's in the secret place of the Most High where we just pull up a chair, as it were, and we just talk with God. Now, I remember as a teenager, I used to think that the only way to pray was to either shout wildly or to weep wildly. And there was no middle ground. If I wasn't shouting out of control or weeping out of control, I wasn't praying. And I thank God for those times where our heart is so burdened and even broken that we intercede and we travail and weep for others. And I thank God for the times when joy is so filling our hearts like a spring of water that we can't help but shout and rejoice and thank God. But for the most part, most of the time, our prayer will be just pulling up a chair and having a conversation with God, just talking with God, letting Him hear our voice, and then opening our ears and our hearts so we can hear His voice. The secret place is the place where we can hear the voice of God. And for some reason, known only to God, but I'm so thankful for it, even though I don't understand it, God wants to open His ears so He can hear our voice. We need to hear His, but for some reason, He wants to hear ours. What a privilege it is to make ourselves at home in the presence of the Lord, in the secret place of the Most High God. The more sunrises I see and scriptures I read, the more I discover about God, and the more I discover He wants us just to talk with Him. We get so scared that we're not going to say it all right and we're not going to get it all right and we don't pray right. But most of the time, He's just looking for us to pull up a chair and talk with Him, like a servant would talk with his master, like a daughter would talk with her daddy, like a bride would talk with her adoring husband. And it's in the secret place of the Most High God. And when you get there, turn off your phone or turn it to airplane mode, because there is no text, no Facebook notification, not even a phone call that we should value enough that would steal our time away from God. We must protect the secret place of the Most High. I do my best to be on call as a pastor and now as a police chaplain. And I realize emergencies are emergent. That's the nature of them, and they come without warning. But when it's time for me to pray in the morning, I put my phone on airplane mode, because I just have a few precious minutes before the girls walk out the door, and I can spend those few precious minutes with God. Nothing is more valuable than the time I have with the Lord, and I want to hear His voice, and He speaks to me. And like I mentioned, sometimes I don't understand it, but I'm grateful for it. He wants to hear mine. But I have learned God will not yell above all the other voices in our life. If you want to hear the voice of God, you've got to turn off all the other voices in your life and listen and tune your ear to be able to hear His voice. I promise He is speaking. It's just we have a hard time listening. There is an entire choir of voices that are serenading us, that are calling us to get up and run here and go there and do this and do that. We've got to protect our time with God. Make it non-negotiable. Before I walk out the door, I'm going to walk with Him. Before I get up and go to school or work or shop or play, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to spend time in the secret place of the Most High God. And even though He doesn't have to, He sweetens the deal when He packs this verse with a promise. The Scripture says when we get into the secret place of the Most High, not only are we promised the presence of God, His nearness, but we are promised His protection. For the Scripture says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We lived in our house now for just under 4 years. It's unbelievable how time has flown. And over the last 4 years, the girls and I have played hide and seek. It's been a little while, but we've done it a time or two. Now, our house, if you've not been there, it's a one-story ranch with a basement. Not a lot of places to hide in a one-story ranch, even with a basement. But I have found one place the girls have not found me yet. I'm not going to tell them. There's one place in our house in one of the rooms, or it could be in the basement. It might be on the first floor. It could be outside, but probably inside, where we've been playing hide and seek, and the girls give up because they cannot find me because I'm hidden. And when I want to win hide and seek, I retreat to that one place where I can be hidden and those little brunettes cannot find me. That is the promise God packs for those who will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It is the one place on this earth where the enemy, no matter how much he's looking for you, no matter how much he thinks he can get to where you are, cannot find us because we have been hidden in the secret place of the Most High. The psalmist found that place and he drew us a map. He said, if you'll dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you're running from the enemy, don't run from God. You need to run to Him because in His presence there is protection. There is safety. You can run to the secret place of the Most High. Even if you've fallen on your face more than you've stood on your feet this week, still run to the secret place of the Most High. You don't have to be perfect to pray. You don't have to have it all together to pray. Our prayer time is there for us when we win and we get it right every time. And our prayer time is there for us when we lose and we get it wrong every time. Either way, God welcomes us to pull up a chair and spend time in the secret place of the Most High. And then He provides protection and shelter under the shadow of the Almighty. I've noticed people often will shrink back and hide from God when they're being hunted by guilt and regret. Let me speak very candidly today what God laid on my heart for somebody. You've made some major mistakes even this week, and you're hunted by guilt and regret for the things you've done and wish you could undo what you did, but what is done and cannot be undone. Because of that, you've been hiding from God because you feel unworthy to talk to Him and ask Him to fix what you broke. You need to hear me tonight. You're not going to fix it on your own, and nobody around you can fix it for you, but there is one. And you will never find sanctuary anywhere outside of the presence of the Lord. I know we don't deserve the grace of God, and I know we don't deserve Him fixing what we've broken, but we desperately need God's grace, and thank God we find His grace when we get in His presence, because in the secret place of the Most High there is shelter under His shadow. A couple weeks ago, Andrew and I were in Texas for their youth camp, just 1 hour north of San Antonio. We were there for a week. We had a great camp. God filled several students, junior hires, with the Holy Ghost and called many of them into ministry. But it was forever more hot just north of San Antonio. 100+, easy, with the heat index. It felt like God just opened up the oven door and just left it open for days and days on end. If they were selling shade for $10 an hour, they could have bought a new campground. Enough of the kids and the staff would do whatever we could to get out of the sun and into the shade. Even today, we walked a little bit during the Dan Emmett Festival. We're walking down Main Street. We walked under every awning we could possibly find because the sun was just beating down on us, and we had to find shelter in the shade. That's the promise for those who will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. But it doesn't cost $10 an hour. It just costs a few minutes every day. And they are the best few minutes of every day. The sun of this life's pressures will beat down on everyone. Jesus said the rain falls on the just and the unjust. It's also true that the sun will beat down on the just and the unjust. The sun will cause us all to sweat and fret and worry and fear about the future, about the unknown. But God gave us a promise. He said, if you'll pull up a chair and you'll make yourself at home in the secret place of the Most High, that He would stand between us and the problems of this life, and He would shelter us in His shadow. God never promised He would take the sun out of the sky, not this side of heaven, but He did promise that He would stand between us and the heat, and He would shelter us in His shadow. That's the promise for those who are willing to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. How many in here tonight want to make sure you find yourself in the secret place of the Most High? Would you stand with me tonight? Let's lift our hands and let's just begin to talk with God for a moment. I'm getting ready to open up this altar, and when I do, I just want us to come around the altar tonight as a church family and just find ourselves in the secret place of the Most High. I love you, Jesus. I thank you so much for the privilege to be in your house tonight. What a great honor and privilege to be able to make ourselves at home in your presence. Thank you for the invitation to make your presence our home. I pray, God, there would be an entire church family of people who love your presence and who will, after tonight, make sure they find themselves in the secret place of the Most High. Tonight's another opportunity. This is a chance for us just to spend time in the secret place of the Most High. Whenever we have altar calls, they're not just for us to come and repent of all of our sins or for God to heal us of our brokenness, but sometimes the altar call is for those who just need to come and just say, God, I just want to spend time in your presence. I just want to get alone with you, Lord. I want to forget about tomorrow's worries, and I want to forget about yesterday's regrets, and I just want to find a sanctuary. You'll find that in the secret place of the Most High. The altar call for this message comes now. Another opportunity for us to dwell in His secret place. But it really comes tomorrow morning. When you get up, get ready for work, or maybe even already going back to school, and life comes calling. It's going to come calling for you. Why don't you go here? Why don't you go there? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you get this done? Why don't you get that done? Why don't you check that box? But before you do any of that, I'm begging you. I'm begging you as a shepherd of your soul. I'm begging you. Why don't you pull up a chair and just spend some time alone with God, just you and Him, and just have a talk, have a conversation, and just find yourself in the secret place of the Most High. I'm inviting anybody who wants to come join me at this altar tonight. Let's make this altar the secret place of the Most High. Come up here, kneel around here, have a seat here, stand here, whatever you want to do. But let's just spend some time in the presence of the Lord tonight, in the secret place of the Most High. Thank you.
It's where I abide. Sister Hay has an individual at work that has cancer, and they've been talking to her, and she asked if we could take a prayer cloth and go back and give that to this lady with cancer. Would you pray with us right now? Denise, Lord, I thank you right now for the promise that you gave us, that by your stripes we are healed, that, Lord, you have indeed given us an assurance that, Lord, you are the healer of all of our diseases. In Jesus' name, we speak to this cancer. God, believe for it to flee her body right now. Lord, we curse every cell, God, everything, every molecule in her body. And we believe, as a witness to the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, that, Lord, on this Sunday night as we stand here, Lord, in simple obedience to your word, to anoint with oil and God, to pray the prayer of faith, and it shall heal the sick. We trust and believe that the Holy Ghost will do this right now, that the hand of God is going to bring this miraculous event to pass, that we can give honor and glory to you. I pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Praise the name of the Lord. Make sure tomorrow, before you do anything else, before you go about your day, find a place to spend it with God, or time to spend with God. It'll be the best few moments of your day, and it will change the course and trajectory of your entire day. walk with him. He wants to walk with us. Thank you for being here tonight in this secret place, spending time with the Lord and with his people. God bless you. Shake hands with one another. Greet each other in Jesus' name. We'll see you on Wednesday night.